Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. There's been a substantial increase this election season in early and absentee voting. Observers cite the pandemic and enthusiasm about the election. The U.S. Elections Project finds more than 28 million people have already voted. NPR's Tamara Keith reports both presidential candidates spent the weekend campaigning for more support.
At his big, tightly packed rallies on airport tarmacs, Trump promises a vaccine is coming soon.
It's rounding the turn, with or without. It's rounding the turn. You'll see that. Normal life. That's all we want. We want normal life, right? We want normal. We want to be where we were 7 months ago, right?
Meanwhile, Biden is holding smaller, socially distanced events like this drive-in rally on Sunday.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner. Turn the corner. Things are getting worse. He continues to lie to us about the circumstances.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations are on the rise. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A new survey says testing for the coronavirus is getting faster in the U.S., but NPR's Rob Stein reports it finds that's still too long to effectively prevent the virus from spreading.
A research team based at Northeastern University surveyed more than 50,000 people in all 50 states plus the District of Columbia. Those who got a coronavirus test waited almost 3 days on average for the results. That's down from about 4 days back in the spring. But the researchers say that's still too late to have prevented them from spreading the virus to other people. African Americans and Hispanics waited about a day longer than whites on average, and only about half of those who tested positive were contacted by a health worker to get the names of other people who they might have infected. Rob Stein, NPR News.
China's economy grew nearly 5% in the third quarter of this year compared to the same time last year. That's a little better than economists had been forecasting. NPR's Emily Fang reports China may be the only major country whose economy will grow during the pandemic.
Half a year ago, China's economy was in dire straits. Strict lockdowns over the entire population had stopped all activity, and the economy contracted by nearly 7%, the most it had in three decades. Since then, China has restarted and managed to keep new coronavirus cases to near zero. Overall, China's economy has grown 0.7% this year. China's leader Xi Jinping will convene a meeting of top Communist Party officials next week, during which he will announce details of an economic initiative that encourages greater domestic reliance on technology and consumption. Emily Fang, NPR News, Beijing.
On Wall Street, stocks have turned lower. The Dow Jones Industrials are down a point at 28,605. The NASDAQ is down about 5 points at 11,666. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case involving a dispute between Congress and President Trump over how federal money is spent. At issue is President Trump's decision to divert money that Congress had already appropriated for military funding. Instead, Trump is seeking to use it to build the wall he has championed at the border with Mexico. The people of Bolivia are waiting to learn who will be their next president. NPR's Philip Reeves says counting has begun in what is seen as the most important election in Bolivia in decades.
This election decides who replaces Evo Morales, Bolivia's first indigenous president. Morales went into exile last year after nearly 14 years as a major figure on the Latin American left. Vote counting's at an early stage, yet Morales and his socialist supporters are already claiming outright victory for his candidate, former economy minister Luis Arce. Polls before the vote gave Arce a lead, though not enough to avoid a second round against centrist former president Carlos Mesa. Despite fears of unrest, yesterday's vote was peaceful, to the relief of Bolivia's electoral authorities, now appealing for patience as the country awaits the official result. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Firefighters in Colorado are battling a new wildfire in the north-central part of the state. It's near the city of Boulder. The Calwood fire has forced nearly 3,000 people to evacuate. It only started on Saturday. It has burned about 14 square miles. At least 26 structures have been destroyed, but Colorado authorities say they haven't been able to check all the area that is burned. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.